Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
The Brit Awards 2009.
Hello, it's Scott, and I am speaking to you from in front of the massive stage at the Brit Awards 2009 at Earl's Court. This is so exciting! Hi, Chappers.
Hello, Scott.
Chappers is backstage. He's in charge at the moment. Ha! And I've,
right, that's enough. Thanks, bye.
I've come up to the main kind of area. I'm stood right in front of the stage. Normally, they split the stage up at the Brits, but it's just like one big stage this year. And the theme is kind of indoors, outdoors. So when you see it on TV later, you've got like the big stage in the middle, and then to either side, you've got kind of cardboard fields and cows and a caravan, and I can see some rubber ducks and a tent. It's kind of like almost like a Glastonbury theme.
Are you indoors or outdoors at the moment,
then? I'm indoors, but if I go up there to the right of me, I'll be outdoors next to the cows.
Right. Okay? Okay, I think so, yes.
It's just when you see it on TV, I mean, it doesn't look that big, but when you come into this hall, it is absolutely immense. At the moment, all I can see are all the tables if I turn around, and just like hundreds of people, all of them quite hot, in black.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Mm-hmm. All of them hot?
Yeah, I think they must have some kind of selection process where everyone's attracted.
Can we swap?
Well, you can come out a minute if you want.
Yeah.
But this is a dream, because not only is everyone hot, but also they are laying out more wine than I've ever seen in my life, all dressed in black.
Have you died and gone to heaven?
It's amazing. They're just putting out bottles and bottles of it. Becky is so excited, I can't tell you. Hiya!
I can't even speak.
I know. She so wants to get...
better and better, doesn't it?
she wants to take one of the cows home with her. They're massive.
I could do with one of them in my lounge.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. I'm really, really excited.
Also, I can just see they've just dropped down from the stage... from the ceiling. The spaceship that Take That are going to perform in later. Everyone else is going to be performing on the stage, but Take That are the exception.
Ooh.
And they've got these cables, and attached to the cables, it kind of drops down. It's a huge spaceship, which they're testing out at the moment just to make sure it's all right on the night. Very exciting.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is so good, Chappers.
Where are you?
Oh, my God. I've just found this new area backstage, which I haven't seen before.
What is it?
It's just pampering ahoy. There's like, I can see a little bar, which is also with the kind of indoors, outdoors theme. There's like caravans and, you know, like burger vans that you get at festivals. That's all in there. But out here, you can get your nails done.
Right.
You can have a facial. I'm sat on a big kind of chaise lounge at the moment.
So you've gone from a room full of hot people and wine to a pampering suite.
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
And this is work, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a place where you can, hang on, I'll just show you. Place where you can get a neck massage. Hiya!
Hello.
Hiya, you do massages today?
We are. We're doing neck, back and shoulder massages.
Okay. Anyone famous pop by yet?
Oh, yeah. We've had a few. Yeah, we've had a few people from Kings of Leon pop by, and we've had...
They love a massage, Kings of Leon.
Oh, it's not just the girls. Not just the girls.
Who else?
Duffy.
We've just done Duffy. The guys from Take That have been in. They've all been writing their natural remedies on the wall as well. All their top tips for looking beautiful.
Yes, Becky?
Can I please say what you've written up there?
Yeah.
Your top beauty tip is to put pile cream around your eyes.
That's obviously a joke, and I don't actually do that.
Do you do that?
No, I don't.
Now, be honest with us.
Would you like to know Alicia Dixon's?
Yeah,
lots
go on,
of,
yeah.
Lots of sleep.
Oh, that's a bit dull.
Olive oil in what? From Duffy?
In your hair.
Olive oil in your hair. Brilliant.
Really?
Mine's the best.
Yeah,
anyway.
It is actually on that.
Thanks. Now, this is...
Why have you gone more camp in the pampering area?
Because it's really camp in here.
You're walking up to people going, hiya!
Oh, I've got to have a seat on a massive silver sofa.
This couch has come from Beyonce's dressing room at the MTV Awards back in November.
Has it?
Yes, it has.
So Beyonce's big ass has been on this?
I wouldn't say a big ass, but yes, she has been sitting on it.
Can I sit here a bit longer?
Absolutely.
This is so
cool. Do you want to have a bit of a lie down?
Can I have a lie down?
Of course you can.
Where Beyonce... probably laid once. Yeah, I feel famous. Thank you, yeah, probably not as good as Beyonce did. So you're doing a bit of tanning here today. Chappers, I'm in the tanning area. How good is that?
There's a surprise.
We've got our full spray tan, and we've also got our optimistic no tan tan, which is the recession tan.
Hey. What's that?
Is
it free?
A very gentle colour, yes, salt free.
Right. Wow. Who's popped by?
We've had Jason Orange Boy.
I thought he was licking orange. See what I did?
Clever. Yeah.
I walked into that one. Yeah.
We've had Lady Gaga Boy as well.
I just saw her, actually.
Yeah, she's just gone in to have a bite to eat, I think.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I might pop by later. Great. I could do with a top-up, couldn't I?
Yes, you could.
Okay, that's not strictly true. Okay.
She's lying. She's blatantly lying.
I know.
Just to get you to have another one.
She's just got a bit of time on her hands at the moment. I'll see you later.
I'll have one.
Okay, yeah, Chapa says he'll have one later, if that's all right. Now, I am in the kind of area where there's makeup and hair, wardrobe, and I'm in the kind of dressing room area. Let me have a sneak around and see what I can see, and I'll come back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Podcast. Oh, look, it's Jason Orange.
Shall I say hello?
Shall I go and compliment him on his tan?
Edith just walked in here as well.
Okay. Hi, Jason Orange.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, are we live?
We're live.
No, we're not. You're recording this. Oh, we are live.
We're live.
Oh,
don't please swear. Don't swear.
There you go.
Can I just say, what an amazing tan you've got.
Flipping heck. I tell you what, I'm glad we're on the radio because I'm a bit embarrassed. It's quite orange, isn't it?
It'll calm down by the time the show's on.
Well, you know, with the stress of the Brits, I didn't sleep last night. You know, I get anxious at these large events, so I didn't sleep. And I had these big bags under my eyes and I looked really pale-faced when I arrived. I thought, let me just get a bit of a Saint-Tropez suntan so I look half decent on telly.
Yeah. Now, I've just seen that... I'm not allowed to say this, really, but I've seen that big spaceship that you're going to be in later.
You can't say that.
Why not?
Cause it's a big,
you are, though, aren't you?
It's a big surprise.
Oh, sorry. But it's going to be good, isn't it?
It's not a spaceship. It's an unidentified flying thing.
Yeah, whatever, Jason.
There you go.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to your drink, but I'll speak to you later, all right?
All right, mate, cheers.
How good is that?
God, I thought he was going to swear then.
I really thought he was as well, but it's all fine. He's like, no, you're recording this. No, we're really not. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. I can see Lady Gaga.
You should go and say hello to her, see if she remembers you.
Thing is, did you say to me once that when she came into the show?
Yeah.
She just came up to you and went, hi, I'm Gaga.
Yeah.
And kissed you.
Yeah, yeah. Which I found quite intimidating at the time.
Shall I just see if I can speak to her?
Yeah, go on.
I feel rude interrupting.
Yeah, but you're there, you're backstage, you've got a mic, you're roving around, just go and talk to her.
Hi, Lady Gaga. Hi, it's Radio 1. How are you?
Radio 1, I love you, love you, love you, love you, I do.
We love you too. What are you drinking there, love?
It's ginger tea.
You look fabulous, by the way. Oh. Can I just say what an amazing tan you've got as well?
Oh, a tan? Yes, I'm orange like the moon.
Not as orange as Jason Orange, though, back there, if I'll take that. Right, listen, we'll speak to you later. Thank you. How good is that? Okay.
I don't think she remembered you.
No, I don't. I know. It's fine.
But anyhow, you covered it well. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Right, all these stars should start arriving any moment, I think. Edith, we'll speak to you on the red carpet as soon as people start to arrive.
It's still quite early, though, isn't it, for people arriving?
Oh, actually, I think we can go over to her now.
Can we?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here. This is becoming a yearly date, Alan Carr.
Yes, it is. I can't believe they keep asking me, because I'm always drunk. But I'm going to do it sober today.
Yeah, I have to see as well.
Well, whatever.
Describe what Alan's wearing. Oh, nice red suede shoes.
I think a geography teacher on acid.
Well, I was going to say, the polar neck, you're going to sweat in there.
I know.
Have you got, removable arms or something?
On the mannequin in the shop, it looked lovely, but I just look like I should be telling kids to do their own work. And it's really itchy, and I sweat anyway, because I'm obese and I like a drink. So I can't wait to see how good I look when I go on at 9:30.
Do you know what you're presenting tonight?
Best single, and it's the live vote where people can vote in.
Have you voted?
No.
You're not allowed to?
No, I can't, because then it would look like it was rigged.
Can I ask you who you want to win, or do you not?
Oh, do you know what? I like Kings of Leon. I really like them. I hope they win something.
Yeah, tight trousers.
Yeah, and do you know what? He sounds a bit like Michael Bolton. Don't you think? That makes some fire. I love it, doesn't it? It reminds me of How Can We Be Lovers When We Can't Be Friends. Now, I'd vote for that. That's single of the year.
Right, listen, we've got some questions from Radio 1 listeners. They're a bit random and obscure, but they're kind of, you know, they get to the heart of the people who are walking up this red carpet.
Lovely.
Or slightly beige. Can I ask you what your favourite toy was when you were little? That's from Amy in Plymouth.
Hungry Hippos.
Love it! And Kaplunk.
Oh, well, Hungry Hippos, your mum loved it, didn't it? Ka-ding, 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 ka-ding. I think my mum started cutting the tongues out of them because it's just, I loved anything loud.
Anything loud, yeah.
Potato Head.
Yeah.
And a girl's
Operation.
World. Girls World. I did like that.
Did you?
The girl across the road had it.
Stole it?
No, I can't. My dad would have a fit if I walked through the door with a Girls World. But it was good, weren't it? You could do it with a different hair. And what's the thing with the plasticine you put in and it comes out the head?
Not quite sure. Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Let's just say Play-Doh.
Yeah, Play-Doh.
Yeah. It's I Mop get quite Shop Hair Shop.
Mop Stop Sheer Hair Shop. I can't say that. Mop Stop Sheer Shop.
Yeah, that one.
Mop Stop Hair Shop. That's what it was called.
Oh, that's it, yes.
Yeah. I get quite starstruck at these things, just by,
you're like,
you know.
Like Wikipedia, you are, with your knowledge. What is it? It's called Mop Shop. Mop Lop.
You don't know this, but I have Scott Mills in my ear telling me all these facts. He's the Wikipedia.
Yes, thanks, Scott, for that.
It's all right.
We owe you one.
He can't hear you. Alan, have a great time. Who are you looking forward to seeing? Because the performances tonight are going to be... Kylie, she's going to be great.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's not performing, but she's hosting.
Oh, it's always lovely to see Kylie. Maybe you two. Oh, Coldplay.
Are you going to try and blag some people on for the Sunday Night Project? Have you got a list of who you want on?
Oh, yeah, always work it. Bono said yes. I've turned down the Edge. We don't want him.
He did.
But, because you know they've got weird, people collaborations.
Yeah. Alan Carr and?
No. Eggnog and you two singing Sunday Bloody Sunday. You heard it here first.
Scott's got the last question. What was it, Scott? Did you want to ask something?
Well, you know, tell Alan that on the stage there are cows.
On the stage there
are
like
Derek Acora.
I am.
You're getting voices and you're like horsing going...
It's coming to me. I can hear a voice of a man with a tan.
There's cows on stage. Well, Alan, how much we have to pay Alan to go up on stage and nick one?
Okay, there's cows up on stage. Scott says, how much will it cost
cardboard
them to
ones.
Get you? Cardboard ones, they're not real.
Oh, okay.
Health and safety, all that. How much would it cost Scott to get you to nick one?
Nick one? Yeah, I'll try and nick it, yeah.
Right.
I tell you what, do you want me to try and milk it?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
If you could do that before you present your award, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, put some semi-skimmed underneath the udder and then start pulling its teats. Let's do it. That's a deal.
Alan Carr, it's a deal, and it's lovely to see you, babe.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Have a good time. Cheers.
Alan's always the first to arrive everywhere. I love it. Thank you, Edith.
Thank you, love.
Now, we're still looking for questions for Edith to ask the stars, because they are starting to arrive now on the red carpet. We do this every year. We're not going to do the thing that we did with Katie Melua one year, because that was really not good.
That's a definite no.
And we totally apologise for that, Katie.
Four years on.
It all went off. I mean, it got taken off air. Now, earlier, Moyles was saying about three or four questions in, Edith should go, sorry, who are you again? But I think that's a bit harsh. Anything else you've got, though, for me? 81199, thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Back to the red carpet, more stars with Edith Bowman.
Hi, I'm joined by the Ting Tings. How are you?
Good, excited and quite relaxed for some reason.
Yeah, you seem well, kind of. Nice to be back in the UK, chilling out, picking up awards, hopefully.
Good to be off the tour bus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a table, get some good food and some wine.
What do you want for tea?
What is it?
What do you want? What would you?
I can tell you what it is.
Scott can tell you what it is.
Roast dinner.
Caramelized beetroot.
Caramelized beetroot.
And duck.
Back in France again.
And duck.
Oh, no.
There is a cheese board.
And there's a big cheese board, apparently.
Cheese board?
Cheese board.
That's all right.
Yeah? Congratulations on the nominations tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
And the performance I'm very excited about with Estelle.
Yeah, it actually worked. We kind of, when we heard about them wanting us to do a collaboration with Estelle, I don't know, for us, we have to kind of do things our way, and we wanted it, if you're going to do a collaboration, you've got to really kind of mix the music all together, not just randomly sing separate songs. So you'll spend hours kind of making it all Shut Up and Let Me Go mix with American Boy, and it all really works because it's the same key. So
were you doing rehearsal and stuff? Were you like that? Someone pinch me. I'm on the stage about to perform at the Brit Awards.
Yeah, a bit.
Taking pictures on your phone and sending them to mates?
No, actually, while I was sitting on the drums, I sat on my phone and phoned my mum. It was really weird.
Listen, we've got a quick question from people that have been texting in questions. They want to find out about the real Ting Tings. Sadie in Leeds says, if you were a biscuit, which one would you be? And you both can't choose the same biscuit.
Rich tea.
Digestive.
Perfect. Have a great night. Good luck. I really wish you the best of luck. Have a good one.
Thanks, Edith.
You said keep it short.
Yeah, that's good. They don't.
Scott, can I just say there's a gentleman here who you want to meet?
Who?
Hi, Joe Calzaghe. How are you?
You okay?
Brilliant.
Good, thanks.
Scott Mills is live on the radio right now, and have you heard that Scott's a big fan of yours? He wants you to get back in the ring one more time
with me
and have a scrap with him.
Is that right? Listen, I'm open to options. If you can pay me enough money, I'll come back and fight him.
Shall I point you in his direction?
Yeah, definitely. Where
Perfect.
Is he?
Send
He's
him
just
over.
Straight
Send
up over. There and then
no.
left and then right, yeah?
Okay,
don't.
Listen, I'm hungry as well, so I think just a sandwich, I'll sort him out. Just
Wicked.
Give me a sandwich first.
George, have a great night, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Lot.
Cheers. Is that right, Scott? He's on his way to see you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you so much. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks,
Edith. Love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh, rubbish.
That's great.
Right, can we keep Joe Kazaki?
No, I'll go and find him and make sure. Who's going to keep?
How on earth are we going to do that?
Who's going to keep Joe Calzaghe out of anywhere?
Our boss will sort it out.
With his freshly done nails.
Yeah.
Just before his wet shave.
He's been to the nail bar, it'll be fine. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Scouting for Girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Brits.
Thank you.
Welcome to our small cupboard.
Beautiful. It's nice, glamorous, isn't it?
I like what you've done.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, we had the decorations and everything. Yeah. So this is your first Brit Awards?
First time.
And you got lost on the way here.
Yeah, we've got lost. We were told to come in gate G and we ended up coming in gate E. And
oh, they don't like that.
Oh, no, they just follow the red carpet?
Well,
why did you come in the back?
Afterwards.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, right. So you come in the back entrance, as it were, and then you go on the red carpet after.
Yeah, you spoilt
the illusion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry about that.
Whoops. Sorry, listeners. Obviously,
that. Whoops.
Now, you're up for quite a lot tonight, aren't you?
We are. Yeah.
British single, breakthrough act decided by Radio 1 listeners, British live act. Which one of those would you like to win most?
I think all three.
Yeah,
really.
All three.
We're not going to be happy.
One
if we don't.
Three of us.
Yeah. Are you going to win?
No. I don't know.
Oh, don't be like that.
No, we would love to. But we realise there's a lot of competition. And, you know, we've had a lovely day.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lovely day. And yeah. I don't think we could really ask much more of our listeners and of, you know, our fans. But we're just honoured to be here and to take advantage of the free bar.
Are you going to have a drink tonight?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right. I have to warn you, the menu does contain... You tell them, chappers.
The menu looks dreadful. Yeah, you've got caramelised beetroot.
Nice.
Oh. Followed by...
Vegetable hash.
Wicked. And duck.
And a cheese board.
But the cheese board is the highlight, I think, of the thing.
I like cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
Everyone loves
a cheese
board.
We're all for the cheese board.
Is there anyone else you're looking forward to seeing, excited about seeing?
You too.
Yeah.
Coldplay. Never seen you two before. So that's really exciting. Mm. We just wandered through the actual... This is where we got a bit lost, because we went backstage thinking we were trying to come to you, and we actually were proper backstage with all the bands. I went through and Ting Tings and Duffy Orchestra, which is exciting. Girls Aloud dancers. Wow. Got their own rooms.
More exciting.
Yeah.
Who else have you seen so far then when you got lost, apart from all those people?
That was it. Girls Aloud, Duffy, Ting Tings. I say saw. We saw a sign.
Yeah.
We saw their dressing rooms from outside.
Okay.
But Pet Shop Boys. Yeah. I think I did see Neil Tennant.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I saw that rehearsal actually earlier. It's immense.
It's going to be amazing.
There's a lot of people on stage for that one.
Wicked.
The thing is that they've always been like masters of live performance. They're one of those bands where we've always tried to put on a really good show, and the Pet Shop Boys have always taken it like one step further. They know how to. They've got the songs, and they also know how to deliver it live.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that'll be a good one later.
That's going to be awesome.
So when do you have to go to your table then? Do you know what the plan is now? What do you do for this, like, the next hour or so?
I thought you were going to tell us.
No, I've got no idea.
We've got to do... We're doing this, and then we've got to do the red carpet, which we all really find a bit weird.
Yeah. Why?
It's just a bit weird, isn't
but
it?
But you're famous.
We're not. That's why it's a bit weird.
But you are, Roy.
Do you wave when you get on the red carpet, or do you just kind of put your head down and walk?
Someone comes with you. I'm giving away all the secrets. Someone comes with you and introduces you to every single person and goes, this is Scout for Girls. Who wants to speak to you? The first red carpet we ever did, we were in Ireland, their equivalent of the Brit Awards, a year and a half ago. And they turned up. First of all, we came in after Boyzone, and they were all in their Armani. And we were in
Primarni.
And they were all the press there. First of all, they said, Scout for Girls. And they just went, who? And then they said, not so you made an effort.
Yeah.
And we had. That was the thing. We actually had made an effort.
Listen, I hope you have a wicked night tonight.
We will. Yeah.
Hope you win something. Thanks for coming.
That's good.
Thanks,
I think you can vote still.
Yeah.
Can you still vote?
I don't know.
Just do it anyway. Count for best single.
I have no idea.
Just try.
Just keep going. Keep saying it.
Right, it's 5:15 on Radio 1. Also, I need to tell you that we've got a little camera. We're being filmed right now. Look.
Hello.
So, and what we're going to do is we've just filmed that one, and we're going to get videos up through the show. So keep checking back at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Videos of all the artists that we're speaking to backstage, and also there are some pictures up now as well already at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
This is
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And I'm delighted to be joined by Neil and Chris from the Pet Shop Boys. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. Just done our dress rehearsal.
Yeah, I saw a little bit about that earlier.
It's on the internet, if you want to see it, before the show.
You didn't record it, did
Sorry.
You?
It was not me.
Are you sure? Look them in the eye and tell them it wasn't you.
Yes, we've got our doubts anyway. Yeah.
So, what are we going to be looking for in the performance tonight? What's going to happen? Give us a little taster of what it's going to be like. I saw a little bit. And
well, we're doing... they're giving us the Outstanding Contribution to Music Award, so we're doing...
It's nice, that, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice. I think it's because it's 25 years this year since our very first single was released. Yeah. It wasn't actually a hit, but West End Girls, the first version of that came out in 84. Anyway, so we're doing 25 years of sort of music really. There's actually 14 songs in a medley with two very special guest stars.
Two?
Two, not one. One is, to give you to narrow the field, one is a man and one is a woman.
Oh, see, I only know about the woman, I think. Oh, that's really confused me now, chappers.
What? They're saying one man and one woman.
I recognise your voice now.
It's him.
Finally dawned on me. That's you.
Yeah. Is it from When Sport Goes Bad?
Oh, chappers.
Very good voiceover, I think.
Chappers, you're such a legend.
I know.
Amazing. How many times have you been to the Brits before?
This is the fourth time we've appeared.
Right.
We've appeared with Dusty Springfield.
Yes.
Two Miners Choirs.
Oh, yeah.
And David Bowie.
Wow.
Over the years.
Remember what years they were?
88.
Yes.
94.
Yes.
And 96.
Correct.
There you go. Thank you. Do I have to get a prize for that? Mastermind.
Yeah. It must still be exciting, though, right?
Yeah,
Chris.
No, it is. No, genuinely, it
Sorry,
is.
Chris was asleep.
There's a great atmosphere backstage and everything. Yes, meet all your friends, you know. The girls allowed to take that as.
Yeah. Who have you seen backstage?
Well, I haven't seen anyone. Yeah, no, yeah, we saw Alicia Dixon.
Yeah.
And you've seen.
I just bumped into Jason Orange.
He's really orange, isn't he? He's just had a tan.
He's just had a... But you apparently wash it off for 3 hours. He's just had the Saint-Tropez thing.
So he's not always going to look like that through the performance. Probably
but
best.
But anyway, he and I have the same birthday.
Do you?
So we have a little bond, me and Jason.
Oh,
a little
okay.
Cancer, July the 10th bond.
Anyone else you're looking forward to seeing and having a chat to later?
I'm quite looking forward to seeing all the performances.
Yeah.
Although, actually, we're going to watch them backstage. But, yeah, I want to see U2, of course. Mm. Coldplay. Mm. Who else is on?
Kings of Leon
are on. Yeah.
Take that,
of course, in a spaceship. Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier. We're probably not allowed to say any of this, but it's fine. It's probably on the internet already.
It's probably already. Their host is on the internet too.
Listen, have an amazing performance later, and thank you very much
for
coming
here. Thank you very much.
Podcast. Let's go over to the red carpet. See you in a minute, Greg. Thank you. Edith's there with some more famous people.
I am. I'm here with a lady who I imagine this time last year was probably dreaming maybe about being here. How are you, Alexandra Burke?
I am absolutely on top of the world, literally on cloud nine. I'm having the best time.
You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
She's wearing the most beautiful electric blue dress. Andy's going to take a picture and we'll get it up online at some point.
Thank you.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm just in a bit of a buzz right now because I dreamed of always coming to the Brits. I've always dreamt of it, and now I'm here. And I'm here with now my new family, Psycho, Sony, my management. It's just amazing. So I'm on top of the world.
Now, are you going to spend tonight going around and going, hi? Because I would.
Yeah. See, that's my problem. That's the kind of person I am. I get really starstruck, and I'm just like, OK, forget the drink, forget the partying. Oh, my God, there's Coldplay. Oh, my God, there's whosoever. So I know that's going to happen.
So, Coldplay, you want to meet anyone else?
Kings and Leon.
Oh, hello.
And I
didn't see you've been a bit of a rock chick.
Oh, but they're wicked. I love them. See, no one knows a lot about me, love, I tell you. And I can't wait to see my girls get up on that stage and rip it up. Girls Aloud.
Yeah, Cheryl. They're not coming through the red carpet, which is a shame. But how are they? Do you know what they're performing?
I don't know what they're performing, actually. No.
What about you? What's next? You know, we had the big single from, you know, from the X Factor winner. What are you? Are you going to, are you away, you know, borrowing, doing the album at the minute, or what's the plan?
Well, tomorrow I'm leaving for Aberdeen to start the tour. So the tour ends on the 25th of March.
Yeah.
And then I'm off to do the album. So it's all about creating this amazing album, working extremely hard, and then getting ready for the release near the end of the year.
Are you kind of prepared for what's in front of you?
I'm not prepared for anything. I'm taking every day as it comes. But you know what? I'm very excited. And whatever life throws at me, I'm sure I'll be able to take it. And I've got my family to support me if I can't handle it.
Oh, so. It's lovely to meet you. Listen, we've got a question here from a Radio 1 listener. Hold that 1 second, please. We got them to text in the most random questions.
Okay.
Which one shall I... I'm going to ask you this one. What did you dream about last night? That's from Maria in Birmingham.
Oh, my God. I don't remember.
I'm really bad at remembering.
Oh, my God, no, I know what I dreamt of. Literally, the routine for Toxic and Please Don't Stop the Music was in my dream the whole night. If you see what I'm doing on that tour, gosh.
Is that because you're hoping someone might fall ill tonight and you'll get up?
No, I'm just hoping I can actually remember everything. So it's actually been in my dreams for a couple of nights now. So that's going to be in there until the first performance on Sunday.
And sure. Are you maybe nominated tonight as well?
I was nominated, but I didn't make the running for the final five.
Okay.
But it's really not about that for me. I'm here just to give thanks and just be happy. And the fact that I'm acknowledged now, I mean, this time last year, where was I? Trying
probably
to
watching
my
it
dream.
On telly.
Watching it on telly in my home. So now I'm here and I'm here. I just can't believe I'm here.
Well, go and speak because a whole queue of people want to speak to you. Have a great
lovely
night.
To
and
meet you,
look, yeah, you too.
Thanks,
take care, darling. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Edith. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Let's get back to the red carpet at the Brits. Edith Bowman.
Estelle, looking fierce, lady.
Thank you, darling. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you feeling?
Cold. They just ran me through the red carpet outside, and I'm like, oh, God, this is crazy.
Killer heels, by the way.
Thank you. All Dolce & Gabbana.
Wow, how'd you walk in them? I walk like a man when I'm wearing heels.
In a minute on stage, so I'm...
Are you dancing in them?
Yeah, well, something higher, a little bit higher, even.
The Ting Tings collaboration, how did that come about?
Well, they wanted, you know, they always have a collaboration every year and on the Brits, and they, you know, someone came up with the idea of me and the Ting Tings. And I was like, well, I like them, I like the music, I'm going to work with them, so hell yes, let's go.
And is it kind of, you know, all guns blazing, fireworks, all that kind of thing?
But it's a lot of energy and excitement performance, that's all it is.
In 3-inch heels.
In 3-inch heels and a big sequin situation.
Yeah! Do you get excited still about coming to things like this, or is it...
No, I do. My thing is always, like, the fans, you know, like, coming on the red carpet and seeing the fans gets me excited.
Yeah.
Before that, I'm kind of like, oh, when is this over? Like, can I go home? Like, you know, they were killing me at that stage. Like, are you ready to do it? I was like, do I have to? They were like, yes. So,
no, you have to come and talk to people like me.
Yeah, I know. The people that I know and the fans are what get me excited, yeah.
What about in terms of when you're in there and you kind of look across the room and you might see someone, you know, someone you're like that, oh, I would really love to, you know, are you the type of person who'd go up and go, listen, how's about we book a date in the studio and...
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, you heard how I met Kanye, so, yeah, for sure. I mean, I had a good test run at the Grammys last, couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a moment of just like, oh, my God, Kanye, oh, my God, you two, oh, my God, Coldplay and... People sitting like there, you know. So they're cool guys. They're nice people.
Estelle, you two, that'd be a great collaboration. Got a question for you. We've been getting Radio 1 listeners' questions. Paul in South Wales says, "Can you ask how much money do you have on you right now?"
Absolutely none. Absolutely none. I'm completely broke at this point in time because I didn't take any out of my bag. Like there's no reason for it. So none right now.
The drinks aren't on Estelle at the minute.
At all.
Have a great night, love. Thank you very much. Cheers. You look great. Thank you. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And it's Scott Mills, and we're at the Brit Awards 2009. Backstage!
It really isn't a good look to have half an egg cress sandwich hang out your mouth when somebody glamorous walks into our studio.
That's really nice. I've got such a way with the ladies. I'm like, Alicia Dixon, hi.
Hi, how
she
are you?
She comes in for a kiss and you go,
don't worry about it.
Sorry,
I'm from Welling Garden, don't worry about it.
Egg sandwich.
How are you?
Really good.
You look amazing.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're really sweet.
Don't you look good?
You look, you have made a real effort, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah.
You mean my stylists and hairdressers really made an effort?
That's a compliment,
I just
isn't
sat
it?
There. Actually, I brought the shoes. I did make an effort.
Yeah,
they are bright.
They're very bright. Stella McCartney's, yes.
Very good.
Yes, I like a bit of pink.
Are you excited?
Very. I've been hanging out for 2 days, actually. So I've actually seen the show twice. And I can honestly say that the audience is in for a big treat. I think potentially one of the best Brits we've seen.
Really?
Yeah, I could honestly say that. For me, it's a stellar lineup.
What do you know,
You've
Alicia?
Got everything. What I know is that Take That are going futuristic.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud are looking fabulous, yeah, even before they was done up. And Coldplay, it sets the place on fire. Pet Shop Boys, a special, get the word right, Alicia, medley. I was going to say melody then. Yeah. And a special guest, which is really exciting.
Two, we found out now.
Two, yes. And who else we got? You two. I mean, come on, what an amazing lineup. It's amazing.
Is there any fire involved at any point? Because I'm looking at a screen now and I can see like a campfire type,
yeah,
scenario.
Well, they're going for a whole outside inside theme. You've got lots of caravans and teepees and all sorts of
cows,
farmyard animals, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there's any fire involved.
Oh.
Oh, I want the fire.
No. Becky was really excited about the fire. She's like, look, they're putting lighter fuel. They're putting lighter fuel on the campfire.
Probably one of the most chilled out Brits I've ever been to. I don't know if that's because all the people that are here are really experienced and they've been here and done it before, but they are all still very nervous, which is lovely to see. Mm. You know, you speak into them and you think, oh, they'd be really complacent and casual, and actually all the big bands are still really nervous and humble about the whole thing, which
is
great.
And they're still sober.
And sober. Instead of, like, lots of beer everywhere, there's lots of little children running around, which,
yeah,
is a big, big difference at the Brits, I think.
Yeah, I saw Take That with their kids earlier. It was really
so
sweet.
So cute, though.
Yeah, yeah. How much would we have to pay you, we want to know, to storm the stage later and cause a scene?
What, like Jarvis did?
Yeah.
I hated Jarvis for doing that.
Did
I'm
you?
Sure everybody loved it, but I was so annoyed because I was a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd never be able to... You wouldn't be able to pay me anything to do that.
Oh. How about Becky wants one of those cows on stage? How much to, how much to nick a cardboard cow?
I'd do that for you.
Yes.
Nick a cow.
Yes.
I don't think anybody would notice that, would they?
What, just... if you walked out with a cow on your arm? No, no one would notice that, Alicia. That's right.
No, but they wouldn't mind. That would be nicer than bombarding someone's stage performance.
What's your dressing room like?
Really chilled, really cute. And,
what's in it?
Lots of chocolate and fruit and clothes and hair all over the floor and people and iPods and...
Hair all over the floor?
Well, because we cut my hair today.
Oh, OK. Yeah,
and people all over the floor?
People, you know, like hairdressers and makeup artists and glam squads and clothes, and it's all a festival of fun and pink and sparkles.
Amazing.
They haven't got to us yet, have they?
Typical girly dressing room, babe. Just a mess.
Amazing. Okay. Does it smell of hairspray and stuff?
It smells of, yeah, hairspray. Lots of it. It's really nice, actually.
What's on your rider, please?
I don't have one.
What?
Oh.
All I ordered today was snags and mash. Now, the menu is wicked. I've got to say, they've jazzed it up. They've gone for all these funky titles. You know, they're making bangers and mash sound really posh. But actually, it's the poshest bangers and mash I've ever had.
Why? Why? What's it?
The onions was caramelised and the gravy. The gravy was really nice and the tomatoes were very placed nice. Big fat sausages, not those rubbish ones you get, like the real sausages. Yeah.
No chipolatas for her.
I had two of them yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Snags and mash twice, please. It's my third plate today. But the food is wicked. I've got to say, they always come on point with the food.
Okay. And what are you doing? You're working tonight, are you?
I've been doing a backstage show, which is going to go out a couple of nights later on ITV, Friday night. And it's me hanging out, being a nuisance, chatting to all the bands, seeing how they're feeling and kind of giving people an insight into what goes on backstage.
Who have you had a chat to?
I've chatted to Chris Martin and the Pet Shop Boys. I'm going to talk to Girls Aloud in a minute.
Yeah.
And,
Can you send them in here after?
I will. Do you want me to tell them to come and see you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll have a word. I'll have a word.
Oh, you're nice.
I can't believe we're getting Alicia to do our work for us.
Yeah, but they won't. But the thing is, when I approach them, it's sort of cool because they're like, oh, yeah, she's not going to come and ask us dodgy questions. So they sort of talk to me. But,
well, and like we would.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You're lovely. But no, I'll ask them to come in.
Who would then?
What's that?
Who would ask them dodgy questions?
Well, you know, when they do the press run and stuff, like some artists don't like to do that, do they? Because they don't like to talk.
Dermot O'Leary's next door. I think he might ask.
Yeah,
is Dermot next door?
Yeah.
Bless.
Yeah. Look, she's off now.
No. Bye then. Oh, bye.
No. Oh, my God. It's like a reunion when you come to these events, though, isn't it? It's like everybody you've ever met in your whole time and your whole career is here.
It's really good fun.
It's quite scary.
Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
The lovely Alicia Dixon,
Thanks,
everyone.
Guys.
It's Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I think we can go back outside now to Edith on the red carpet.
Duffy looking fabulous in strapless this evening, very
Thank
demure,
you.
Holding yourself beautifully.
Oh, wow.
How was that red carpet entrance?
It was all right. They're a bit nuts, those lot, but no.
You're used to it by now.
I was just saying, actually, to my friend, I don't think it ever becomes normal. It's always a bit hectic. I don't do hectic. I like things being quite, you know, feet on the ground and all that stuff.
Just take a deep breath and you just have to, it's almost like diving in a pool.
Yes, I think, and especially when you've got fans at the other side who are screaming one side, you know, it's all a bit like, ah! Yeah. You feel like a house is burning down or something, you know? It's like weird, but no, it's all good fun, you know?
So tonight, can you relax? Can you sit at that table and relax? Or are you kind of a bit nervous? How are you feeling?
What you're asking me is, am I going to have a few drinks?
Maybe. Are you going to work the room, I think, is what I'm asking you.
Oh, hello. Am I going to work the room? Probably not, because I'm wearing ridiculously high heels, so I wouldn't want to embarrass myself. But do you know what? I feel kind of weirdly sort of calm.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, you do seem, as I said, you've kind of gracefully walked in here, and you're like, yeah. Have you got a wee speech planned in your head?
I haven't at all, which is really bad, but I'll just have to go with the flow and see.
It's all right, though.
Spontaneity.
Are you a fan of air guitaring?
Big.
What colour is your air guitar? Charlie is one of our listeners who wanted to ask people that question.
Charlie, my air guitar is red.
Oh, everyone's choosing red.
What's that mean? It's passion. Music's passion.
Yeah, exactly. And loud and raucous.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Why the air guitar question?
I don't know. It was one question that he wanted to ask. We've got our listeners to text him with some questions, and that's one of them. So you and Simon Pegg have both answered that.
Good times.
You're in good company.
Yes.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Cheers. All right.
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
You make it real for me. Straight into broken strings. No, I'm joking.
It's James and Matt, hosts of tonight's lovely...
That wasn't actually just on the radio,
Brits
was it?
Awards, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just thought I'd put
That's
it on.
Amazing.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
We're all right. Incredible technique of yours to announce that we're live on the show before we were ever told to be live on the show.
And
then we came in.
Put them on. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, all right.
All right, good, yeah. Just a mixture of excitement and fear. You know, the usual.
That changes minute to minute. That's the, you know, but it's all right.
It's anyone's guess where we'll be a minute before the show, so it's a bit of a gamble. But
seeing your face helps, and that's the genuine
just
truth.
The way you're clutching that microphone with both hands.
We're both wearing a fist.
Hey, we're both wearing a similar suit here tonight, so we're wearing a similar sort of short collar.
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
I know, but the cut.
The jacket is similar.
Those shoes are amazing.
Just the blue suede.
Yeah, talk us through what you're wearing, please.
Just a grey Westwood with some electric blue detailing.
Just a grey.
And some custom made blue suede DMs.
Oh.
Did I say DMs?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, you did.
It's just a lot of pressure, isn't it, really?
Doing this interview,
I feel I'm really it's really getting down this. Yeah.
No, it is because I think the biggest pressure it comes from the fact that I think we're aware that this is perhaps one of the strongest lineups the Brits have for a long time, you know. And you know, we just don't want to let the show down for what it potentially could be, and we just have to try and hold it together as best we can, and we, you know, we just want to make it as fast and fun and funny as we can. There's nothing worse than people just jabbering on like I am right now.
We've seen the acts in rehearsals, and it is really, really fantastic.
It's great.
I mean,
take
some
that
really special
brilliant.
Performances.
Isn't there a spaceship involved?
I can't tell you that, Scott. There's a whole embargo on that.
Is there? Rubbish. We were saying it all afternoon.
Sorry?
We've been saying it all afternoon.
Oh, well, then, yeah, they're in a spaceship.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Good.
Yeah, it's not a real... We should point out it's not a real spaceship.
No,
it's a piece of set designed to look like a spaceship. That's
and how's lovely Kylie?
She's great, man. Yeah, she's really good.
She's dead cute.
How's it going to work, then? I mean, who's doing what? I mean, without giving too much away.
We're just sort of switching around, mixing it up, really. Bit of me and James, bit of me and
some points with me and Matt, some points with me and Kylie, so you know what I mean? And we're going to do it like that. I think there's only 2 points in the show where it's the three of us together.
Yeah.
I think three is perhaps a bit too
many.
Too many
for the stage, you know, really.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they didn't seem to stop the Osbournes, do it?
I think they've learned from their mistakes, and we're going to carry on from
there. It's going to be good tonight. Thank you very much for coming.
Cheers,
don't
Scott.
Go yet. We've just come in. There must be something else.
Okay. What do you want to
talk about? I just got a text from Vernon Kay.
What's he saying?
He says, good luck, pal. Don't it up.
Jim, you just dropped that name there. Can you
no,
just
it's not hardly,
that
it's hardly a big name, is it, Vernon? Is that a big name? Is, are we dropping Vernon as a big name now?
Yeah,
he lives up the road.
He's a huge name.
He's a huge name.
He's
Hey, Chappers,
TV.
You've made an effort tonight.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Tell us about what you're wearing.
Well, I've gone a Czech shirt, some jeans that have got a bit of a rip in, and some trainers. It's not Primark. I think it's Topman.
Okay. Of course it is. You're sponsored by Topman now, though, right? You're the new face of Topman.
Yeah, I think that deal's still being negotiated.
Oh, well, sorry, we shouldn't talk about it too publicly. I'm sorry.
You know, because you're presenting.
I'm in a fight with them in River Island.
Do you get all the good stuff, like the goodie bags and all that? nonsense.
Yeah, we've had some stuff, haven't we?
There's been some stuff brought in. We haven't really looked at it properly.
Yeah, but
there's
been some nice things. That's been quite a nice little perk to it. Little things brought in here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it always feels like any other year, people have gone, oh, they get given first-class flights and scooters. And from what I can tell, it's like flip-flops and a candle.
Just your luck to get the credit crunch.
There were two
damn the credit crunch. Damn those crunch goodie bags. But I actually heard, I'm not going to say who it was, but I actually heard two very famous singers just about an hour or so ago talking about how bad the credit crunches were. And I thought, this is disgusting. You're both multi-millionaires. How can you possibly be talking about how bad the goodie bag is? They can really afford. They can afford to buy all of us.
Right. Tell us
that
one
sort
of them.
Scale.
Tell us one.
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
I'm not going to do that.
From what you've seen, what do you think is going to be the standout performance of the night?
Well, the Pet Shop Boys are picking up their Lifetime Achievement Award tonight, and they're doing a wonderful thing at the end of the show, which we saw earlier.
I really liked Coldplay. I remember. The first time I saw Coldplay at the Brits, and they did Trouble, and it was like a moment of calm in amongst all this kind of huge, lavish thing. And they've kind of done that again in a way, but it's a really beautiful performance. It's great,
special. All right, listen, best of luck for
tonight. So nice
Thanks,
to see
Scott.
You.
Cheers,
Scott. It's all going to be good. Thank you, James and Matt. Cheers.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's my good friend David Hasselhoff.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. What a great night. I was just thinking, I can't tell my daughters out here. They'll get in lots of trouble. I mean, they're such big fans of Girls Aloud and Adele, and oh my God, they'd love to be here.
Oh no. Have you not told them you're here?
One was almost on the plane with me, Haley, whom you met, and the other one's at school. But I wanted to wait and bring them over together for a little surprise later on.
Okay, cool. So are you looking forward to seeing Girls Aloud later?
I am. I'm looking forward to giving out the award as the best British group. And, take that. It's great to see them back in Radiohead and one of my all-time super favorites, Coldplay. Come on, man. It's fantastic.
So you're sticking around for the whole show tonight?
Sticking around. I'll be here all night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bless the Hoff.
That's right.
I think we're going to be able to speak to Girls Aloud in a minute. Now, you'd like that, wouldn't you, David?
I would. I'd like to speak to all of them individually.
How long can you stay around for? Because we're only on air for another 15 minutes.
I can be here. I'm here.
I'll tell you what. If you just want to have a little relax on that sofa there, and if any more stars come in, just have a chat.
Absolutely.
The last thing they will probably be expecting is to see David Hasselhoff just lounging around on the sofa.
That's right.
So if they will.
So just take a 5 minutes off.
Just take 5 minutes off.
Off and running.
Podcast.
Hi, David. You okay?
Yeah, I'm great, man. I'm having a good time. This gentleman just walked in dressed as a waiter, and I was wondering... How rude.
That is so cruel. I'm such a fan of yours.
It's well young.
I like waiters.
Actually, you know what? I will.
I mean, you're beautifully dressed, and you're very good looking.
I think that will be my epitaph.
And
now.
You're...
that will be my epitaph.
My epitaph will be Hoff and running. Yeah. You're up for an award tonight. What is it?
I am. I'm up for Best Male.
Best male?
Yeah.
Best male singer or just best male in general?
I think best male would be tenuous, so best male singer, yeah.
Great.
There's a bit of irony in there.
What was the song that's up?
Actually, I don't know if it's a song. Maybe the album. The album's called Let It Go, yeah.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Keep talking, David, because this is the most surreal thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is amazing.
Are you loving this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so nice.
I want to ask you questions about your show.
Ask David.
Are you doing America's Got Talent?
Yeah, I'm doing
it.
Yeah, do you write as well?
I do write, yes.
Yeah, I need some stuff from my daughters. Do you write for kids?
Are they singers?
Yeah, they're like Dana DeCane. I have two girls coming on there. Yeah, they're called Bella Vida.
Bella Vida.
Yeah, they're beautiful
girls. You got pictures?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
I've just seen your shoes as well. They're so shiny.
How
do you feel going into the next cycle of America's Got Talent?
I feel great. The show's number one, and so can't go anywhere but down.
I always feel
that's my phone.
You bring reason to the show.
I have to bring reason to the show. You got Piers Morgan. He has no reasons. You know? I mean, come on, you know. Sharon's nice, but, you know, I have to let people down and give them a little bit of inspiration, you know, so that they can kind of move on and you know, get better.
Yeah.
I mean, people did that for me.
You have a great sense of karma about you on the show, I think.
Thank you. Here's my girls right there.
Oh, there they are. Oh, they're very beautiful.
Yeah. This is Radio 1.
Well, you know, they always say they're twins, and they hate that.
They're twins.
No, they're not. Oh. No, they're not. But they're 16 and 18.
Hey, yeah. how do you feel?
I can't believe I'm holding his phone. It's amazing.
How do you feel? I know. How good is that?
Home phone
Are you released?
Hello? I miss you. Call me when you get home, David. You'll get home, you'll be like, who is that? I'd like that before I am the Stalker fan.
Are you released in the States as well?
No, it's never gone so well in the States, actually. I've done a couple of showcases and then it all goes quiet, so I think that means they're not interested. Yeah. But there we go. That's all right.
Well, maybe we should switch countries,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, you
go over there because I seem to get invited. I don't think I could get into the Grammy Awards over there, although Lionel Richie's a good friend of mine. He could get me in.
But you've had lots of hits, haven't you? You sang on the Berlin Wall.
I did.
I mean, you sang when the Berlin Wall went down. You're
a
legend.
Guess how many years ago? 20.
Wow.
You were like 10.
What about a duet?
I know, you're being kind.
US? What about US?
Duet.
What about a duet?
Will Young,
a duet.
David Hasselhoff.
I'd love to do a duet.
The world's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Please. What would the title
I don't think
be?
We could sing The Lift Goes Up Where We Belong, but we could sing another song.
The Waiter and the Hoffman.
The Waiter
that's
and the
That's what it could be called.
The weights are
the
in...
The waiter in the Hoffman.
What the hell is a Hoffman?
You!
I'm the Hoffman.
Right, this
sorry, that's an abbreviation.
This is getting really
the
weird
The Hoffmeister.
Now.
Yes, the Hoffmeister.
Well,
yeah.
You seem genuinely happy to have met David Hasselhoff.
Happy, I'm starstruck.
I love that.
Look at him, he's amazing.
He looks amazing.
He's
now, David, you return the compliment.
No, he does.
He already called me a waiter.
Oh, yeah, but you're a very good-looking waiter. What are the specials?
Okay, David Hasselhoff and Will Young.
He's
Thank
soup.
You very much.
Okay,
this is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.